Well, I think the significant issue is that our workforce is getting older. And so we have physicians, for example, they've certainly spent many, many years practicing full time, and they would prefer to cut back so that they could enjoy a little bit of the North Country lifestyle, if you will. So I'm seeing physicians request, instead of 40-hour work week, something like a 30-hour work week, which, you know, leaves a gap, obviously, for coverage.
What are the big barriers for you finding the people you need?
There is a scarcity of physicians in this state, particularly primary care physicians, because the marketplace in other areas, more populated areas, is, you know, far more lucrative. That's been a big challenge. And also, look, at there are a number of physicians or soon-to-be physicians that are looking at other specialties other than primary care, because primary care tends to pay less than some of these other specialties. And quite frankly, when you have a medical student that has all of those tuition bills and loans that they need to pay, oftentimes they'll go into other areas that are, tend to be more lucrative.
Are you finding that you're turning new patients away because of a lack of doctors?
I think the better answer is that we're delaying onboarding patients. We have so much demand with our current patient load that when new patients want to come on board, ideally would like to get them in here within, you know, a couple of weeks. But there are times where we have patients waiting over that by a tremendous amount of time.
Well, existing staff must get pretty overworked and burned out by having to take on that load.
They do, Rick. And, you know, each one works 4 10-hour days if they're full time. And I need to tell you that their job doesn't end at the 10 hours, and they're likely either staying here in this building or going home, and they continue to work at least another 2 or 3 hours every given day.
So on paperwork and so on?
You know, on paperwork, documentation, reviewing lab tests, and all of that.
Ultimately, is this workforce shortage affecting the center's ability to provide all the services that you would want to?
Yes, and I think some of it really has to do, and I have to drive home this point, we have about 18 or maybe in Bristol, maybe a little higher, maybe 20% of our patient population is Medicaid. So for every Medicaid patient we bring in to treat, which is our mission, and we're driven to do that, but we lose money because the Medicaid payments in the state are not as robust as they may be in other parts of the country. Now, how does that tie into the workforce? Well, it limits us sometimes to be competitive in our recruitment for compensation. You know, we struggle with how long can we continue to give them health insurance, because that's very costly.
So as a CEO of a health center, you're worried about providing health insurance for your employees?
Absolutely. We're looking at roughly a little shy of $1 million a year in premium payments. We're committed to continue to do that. We're looking at all sorts of creative ways to keep that going, because we think it's important for our staff in particular to have health insurance. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that it's a challenge every year to plug that into our operating budget.
Yeah, there's an irony there.
There is an irony there, Rick. Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. Bob McLeod is CEO of Mid-State Health Center in Plymouth. He joined us by phone from his office. Thanks so much.
Take care, Rick.